This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. One race for Congress remains too close to call in Colorado. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and Democratic challenger Adam Frisch traded leads of fewer than 100 votes throughout Wednesday afternoon. Boebert was expected to win the rural district easily, and many of Colorado's political observers consider it the surprise of Tuesday's midterm. CPR's Megan Verlee.
It's wild. Like, there are more than 300,000 ballots that have been counted. This is a big district. It's got a ton of counties in it. And all of those counties, they still have overseas ballots coming in. They have ballots that might be cured in the next day, sort of things that can't be counted now. But if the voter fixes it, they could. So, like, it's just got all these moving pieces and the thinnest margin you can imagine.
CPR's Megan Verlee. Meanwhile, a ballot measure to provide free meals for all public school students is also likely headed towards passing. CPR health reporter John Daly.
By a 55-45 margin, they voted to create a new program to provide those meals and help schools pay for them. It'll do that by raising $100 million a year. Those making more than $300,000 annually will see their state tax deductions limited, increasing their taxable income. Maria Olvera, the mother of a school-aged daughter in Westminster, voted in favor.
No kid should be left behind.
A federal program for universal free lunch that started during the pandemic recently expired, leaving states scrambling. There was no organized opposition. Critics said the proposal was unnecessary and too expensive. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You can find more on all these election results and this uncalled race at CPR.org. We will bring you updates on that race as soon as they become available. Right now in Denver, it's 39. The high in Denver, a sunny 48.